إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders in Islam, first and foremost I would like to supplicate and make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He gives me ikhlas in these few words. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. The verse that I have recited in front of you is a verse of the Holy Quran Kareem when Allah Ta'ala says that He loves those that make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala becomes very happy. The reason being that the person who falters, he acknowledges that there is a being that he has to account to. So in this aspect, there's ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person falters and he turns to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then that's an alamat that he recognizes that there's somebody who's in control and somebody he's going to answer to. So it shows his weakness and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. For that reason, Allah Ta'ala gets very, very happy. And even if you look down in the annals of history, we will find that even the big buzurgs, prior to them becoming buzurgs, they were living a life of sin. My Hazrat Maulana Masoola Rahmatullah Ali, he gave a few examples. And he said, Hazrat Bishri Hafi Rahmatullah Ali, very famous, he was a drunkard. Bishri Hafi Rahmatullah Ali was a drunkard. When Allah gave him tawfiq of hidayat, then he became a wali of his time. And he would always give this example of Habib Ajmi. Hazrat used to give the example of Habib Ajmi. Now Habib Ajmi, he was a person used to deal with interest. Sood ka dhanda karta. Interest is haram. Allah Ta'ala has prohibited it in the Quran Kareem. Because interest is what sucks the blood of the poor. And today there's so much of parashani for the very same reason. Because our dealings are based, interest based. And the truth of the matter is that the entire monetary system in the world is interest-based. All the banks are interest-based, all the loans are interest-based. Everything is interest-based. The whole system is fraudulent. The whole financial system is against the teachings of Islam. So there's no barakat in interest. Whoever deals with interest, Allah Ta'ala has given us very severe warning in the Quran Kareem. And Allah Ta'ala has made the a'lan of jang. For two people, Allah has made a'lan of jang. One person is that person who causes takleef to the awliya Allah. Allah has made a'lan of jang for him. And the second person Allah Ta'ala has made a'lan of jang is that person who deals in interest. So Habib Ajmi used to deal in interest. And Habib Ajmi, one day Allah gave him tawfiq, put it in his heart. Abus ko chhod dena. And the buzurg in his time was Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, his sheikh was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So between Habib Ajmi and Hazrat Ali, there's only one link. So ab wo ja rahe hai apne sheikh ke paas. He's going there to make toba. Raaste mein hai. He's on the road. The children, they see him going towards Hasan Basri. So one child said, bacho bacho. Hamare Hazrat ka kalam hai. Hamare Imam Rasulullah hamesha farmate hain bacho bacho. The child, Allah Ta'ala ne us bacche se kehwaya and said, watch out that the shade of Habibi Ajmi doesn't touch you. May you may enter into Jahannam. Wo jaate hain. Ab Maulana ne ye baat unke kaan mein pari, went into his ears, aur dil par chot, and he felt it in his heart. What this child said. He went there by Hasan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali, he sat down in his majlis. Hasan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali, farmaya, jo logo ka khun chuste hai, hamari majlis mein aakar bhej jate hai. So after the majlis was finished, he went to take bayat on the hands of Hasan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali. He took bayat, so Hasan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali, told him, theek hai, lekin ek shart ke upar. Right, but whoever's money that you have taken, all that must be returned. So he said, main apna ghar khali kar dunga. I'll empty everything. I'll return everything. Now he's going back home. He passed by that same children. Now the child says, oh children, go into his shame now. Jo uske saaye mein jayega, wo jannat mein pahunch jayega. He will enter into jannat. So mere hazrat farmate hain, Muhammad Sula rahmatullah alayh, ye tawbah nasoo ka asar hai. Tawbah nasoo ke bhi asarat hote hain. That Allah Ta'ala gives athar. If a person makes true tawbah to Allah Ta'ala from the depth of his heart, then the effect of that, you will see it here, numaya hoga. Allah will give him maqbooliyat. And Allah will become pleased with him. And Allah will become happy with him. And then, from where to where? From being a person doing so much of sin, wo wilayat ke, he has reached the highest maqam of wilayat. Allahu Akbar. He give another example of Hazrat Fudayl bin Iyaz. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Fudayl bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, wo to daakuo ka sardar tha. He was the leader of all the daakus and the gangsters. He was the leader. Or he was in the era of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Us zamane ke the. Imam sahab ke zamane ke the Fudayl bin Iyaz. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. He also made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. True tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And after he made true tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, then Imam Sahib made him so close for the Fudayl bin Iyaz that he gave him the responsibility of making tartib of fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah made him so close. And what maqam he reached, Hazrat Fudayl bin Iyaz rahmatullah. To keep the talk short, Allah Ta'ala loves the tawabin. Hamare Hazrat farmate, aap bhi tawab bano, Allah bhi tawab hai. You must also become tawab. Because the sifat of tawab is Allah's sifat. Lekin hamari tawabiyat jo hai, uski nauiyat alag hai. Aur Allah ki tawabiyat, uski nauiyat alag hai. The tawabiyat of Allah Ta'ala is different, and our tawabiyat is different. Lekin Allah loves those people that make proper tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And a person's life can change, and from where to where his life can become. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Surely Allah loves those that repent, وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّحِرِينَ. And must keep baqt. Baqi bohat ahem cheez hai. Especially for namaz purposes and all that. So when we go to the bathroom, mustn't rush. Make sure that the last qatra comes out. Then after that make istinja, then first make istibra, then come in namaz. Don't rush your wudu. Make sure you do proper wudu in accordance with to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then come in a masjid and then stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala loves this. I'll give you one more advice of Mawlana Masuila rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat farmate the, dekho, people like us, we always, shaitan plays on our minds that see our whole lives, what we have done. So our whole lives we have wasted it. All our time we have wasted it. How much of guna we have been involved in. Ab hum buzurgo ke paas jaate hain. Dekho wo kya kehte hain. Hazrat farmate hain, dekho maazi ka gham nahi. Maazi ka gham nahi. What has happened, you have made toba now. Now you must have yaqeen in your heart, Allah has forgiven me. So maazi ka gham nahi. Otherwise that thing is going to play in your mind all the time. That I've done so much of guna, mountains of guna, mountains of guna, mountains of guna. Ab mera akhirat mein behtar ye, I can continue with all those guna because I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. See, ye ek waswasa aata hai shaitan ki taraf se. So hamare hazrat farmate hain, usko dafa karo. Maazi ka gham nahi. Then hazrat farmate hain, mustaqbil ki fikr nahi. What's going to happen in the future? That's out of our control. That's, we don't have control over our destiny. Our destiny is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. كُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. For every person, Allah has made easy the path for which he has been created. If a person is from Jannah, then Allah will make the path of Jannah easy for him. And if a person is from Jahannam, then Allah Ta'ala makes the path of Jahannam easy for him. So كُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. That is whatever written in our taqdeer. So Allah Ta'ala knows best. There was one Sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His riwayat is there in Mishkat Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, khud min sharibik. You must trim your moustache, be pardoned on that until we meet. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. Ab log hai, sahaba ki qiyadat ke liye. Ab wo khub ro rahe, sahabi ro rahe. So the sahaba told him, why are you crying so much? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did mention to you, practice on the sunnat, you will meet me. So ye aapke liye basharat hai. So aap itne kyun ro rahe? So wo farmane lage ki dekho, Allah Ta'ala has created two qubda. One qubda is for Jannat and one qubda is for Jahannam. And I don't know in which qubda I am going to be. The sahabi keh rahe. Samjhe, wo ro rahe sahabi. You see? So iska matlab ye hua, that as far as our destiny is concerned, is out of our control. That is in the determination of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala fazl karte. So my ayyati, kullun muyassarun lima khuliqa. Bahut sare log aise bhi hote hain that in the last portion, whole life did a nek amal, then in the last portion of the life, gaadi pe patre se utar jati hai, then they go off and they go into jahannam. And bahut sare log aise bhi hote hain ki puri zindagi unhone gunah kiya lekin aakhri waqt ke andar samay par unhone toba ki aur jannat mein pahunch gaye. So kalima par liya, jannat mein pahunch gaye, and they went away into jannat. So our hazrat says that don't worry about the future. The future is not in your control. So take that out of your mind. You must worry about hal ka atibar. What is happening right now? Am I being obedient to Allah Ta'ala or am I being disobedient to Allah Ta'ala? Aaj ka din jo hai, aaj ka din ke andar jo hai, main Allah ka hukam, Allah ki itaat kar raha hu ya nahi kar raha hu. Yes, ye aur karna hai. So these are so very, very important nasiha. Very, very pertinent nasiha of our Hazrat Mawlana Masuullah rahmatullah alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Ahlullah with a lot of basirat. Bahut basirat. They had verified, they simplified the whole deen for us. And Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. مايوسي كبير. Don't ever become despondent. Because shaitan wants to us to become despondent. And ulama ikram and fuqaha say despondence is kufr. To become despondent in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, ye kufr hai. But we can never become despondent of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, albatta itna khawf hona chahe. That we must have that amount of khawf that we don't commit guna and we abstain from guna. Aur akhir baat mein Muhammad sallallahu rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke shuru zindagi mein khawf ghalib hona chahe. That in the beginning of your life, then the fear of Allah Ta'ala should overpower. And as we are progressing in our life, then we should have more raja and we should have more hope in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. As we're getting older now and our time is coming closer to meet Allah Ta'ala, then the raja should be khalib. So this is some pertinent nasiha that I've heard directly from Maulana Masoodi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko taufeeq naseeb farmaye, wo tauba-e-nasooh ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.